It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
We have found Little Nate X. Either his phones are busted or our phones are busted. Frankly, between Little Nate X and Odyssey, could be either one. I don't know who to blame. Hello, Nate Dogg. How do you do?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, dude, your brother. Sounds good.
Let's go. Yeah. No, I think it's Odyssey. It's definitely not my phone that's broken. It's definitely you guys.
All right, dude. We haven't talked to you. Jaden Daniels had to leave a game, has a rib injury. Week to week is the consideration going forward. What is your concern level?
Let me say this, first and foremost, Zoom might be the way to go. This sounds so much better than a
phone
call.
It does sound a lot better.
Yeah, it sounds better than you normally sound.
Yeah, this is incredible.
It adds some manliness to your voice.
Much less nasally.
I need to smoke a cigarette.
That's how I landed here.
Yeah, so my level of concern for Jaden is not very high. He looked cool, calm, and collected on the sidelines. You know, he was cheering on the guys, high-fiving, hugging when we put up a 40-burger on Carolina. I wrote a blog about it on Barstool this morning, and my thought process is this. Unless he is 100% healthy, and I mean 100% pain-free, nothing can get re-injured or make it worse, then I don't want him on the field on Sunday. I want them to use every precaution necessary to keep him healthy, not just for this season, but for his career. Maybe I'm scared a little bit from the ghost of RG3 past, but I don't care. There's no reason to rush him back for a week 8 rookie season, regular season game against the Bears, where if he just plays with a lingering injury all season, it would be way worse than taking one, who knows, 2 weeks off and making sure that he's perfectly ready to go for the second half of the season. I see no reason in a rebuilding year that this was supposed to be. I know we're way better than expectation and can and should make the playoffs. But again, look long-term, zoom out. We have $100 million in cap room in the offseason to fill the holes, to sign free agents, another draft class. This is not the Super Bowl year. Next year and beyond is what we're looking at. So there's no reason to rush him back in.
I understand the concern that you have, Nate, and a lot of people have concern. But let me just tell you one thing. Football players are never 100% healthy.
Exactly.
And they're never pain-free. So if you're saying that, then he ain't going to ever play football again in his life.
Yeah,
got to play.
That's semantics a little bit, right? Like, I get what you're saying. Yeah, after the first preseason game, everybody's in pain. I'm talking about the actual rib injury itself. If it's only 80% healed, I want him to take the week off to get it to 100% healed. I don't need him playing every week at 80% when he can miss 1 week to get to 100%.
Yeah, it's funny. Brian and I both said 90 is our number. Like, if he is at 90%, 95%, you can let him play because you're probably not going to be much above 90 or 95 all year anyway. But you do wonder, and we don't know right now if there's perhaps a muscle that's strained, if there's bruised cartilage, if there's just a deep bone bruise. Like, there's a lot of different things this thing can still be. But whatever it is could become worse. Right?
Yeah.
And that's up to the medical staff to, and I think it's really important, and I said this, and I think you'll agree, and you kind of hinted at it. Jaden is such a different dude that there is nothing on earth he wants to do more than play, but he wants to play because he wants to win and throw touchdowns. He's not concerned about Mariota taking his job or about, like, losing clout in the rookie of the week race. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly. And what you just touched on, like us three, two dummies and B. Mitch aren't doctors. Like, so if the doctor goes to him and say, hey, look, you're at 80%, it can't get worse in the game if you take a hit, then I'm way more okay with that than, hey, Jaden, you're at 80%. If you take one bad hit, it can go down to 50%. Then he shouldn't play. So it all depends, as you said, on the training staff and what they see and stuff that we don't know. But I want them to use more caution than necessary because it's just we've seen it. And not just like with RG3, as I mentioned, we've seen it across the league. Guys play too hurt and it hurts them for their entire career. This was not for our beloved Commanders. We were looking, I mean, when we were talking in June, we were talking win ceiling at 7, maybe 8. Now we're looking at winning the division. So, and you know, the Bears are good, but they're beatable without Jaden. So I really think if there's a chance that playing makes it harder to win games for the entire rest of the season, it just can't be worth it.
Well, I understand. I think they are naturally going to be extra precautious with him. This is no longer the BS that you dealt with and saw in previous years. But I also believe that the character in this story, in Jaden Daniels, is tougher and more willing and probably will be better equipped to go out there if it's not completely 100%. And I think also that's what they may have to be worried more about him against anything else. Because, you know, some people want to play out there. Other guys, yeah. Okay, they want to take off as much as they possibly can. I don't think he's that guy.
My next thought, though, is this. I want the coaching staff, the front office, the trainers, everybody to trust Jaden. And I want Jaden to be able to make the best decision. If he says he's ready to go, that's where it starts getting tricky, right? If he goes, coach, I can play. And coach is going, well, the trainers kind of think that you should sit this one out. Now it gets tricky because that's our franchise guy. You want to trust him, put the ball in his hand, say, hey, if you say you're ready, we're going to trust you. Go win us a game. But as Beamage, you know, we both played professional football, you and I. We want to be out there on the field. We don't care about the injury. We want to be out there with our guys winning football games. So now it goes, what do you do? If he's at, you know, halfway there, 70% of the way there, but he says, coach, I can go play, does he play?
If he practices, and I guarantee you they're going to have eyes on him, and if he goes through practice just like he's done all the previous weeks, they don't see anything hindering him, and, you know, like when he goes to throw, you see him have to do a certain thing, that means he can handle the pain. He can deal with it, and he's ready to go. Now, if in practice, I don't think they have to give him medicine to get through practice. Now, if he goes out there and he can't go through practice where no one is going to touch him or hit him or even get damn close to him, but he can't go through his regular day of throwing and stuff like that, no, he doesn't play no matter what he says. Because now you can't play. If I'm watching you and you can't do the things you're supposed to do without getting hit, I know you're saying you want to play, but I'm looking at you, you can't play. But if he goes through it easily, then you have to start believing in what he says.
Yeah. We'll just hopefully the treatment takes and he gets his rest and, you know, what do? Ice, elevate, whatever that stuff is. And I honestly.
As my coach and my trainer at college say, GVS and ice.
What's GVS?
Put that stem machine. They're trying to stem machine on you and ice. He said that for every damn thing. If you had a headache or whatever, he missed the Porsche.
You know what my dad's thing was when I was little? Open the window and sit on the toilet for 10 minutes. No matter what the ailment. That was his advice. I don't know.
Should have done that for my foot. I would have been healed a year earlier. I didn't think about sitting on the toilet with the window open.
Dude, how impressed were you? Now, granted, the Panthers suck, right?
Terrible. Terrible.
How impressed were you by that win and just how locked in the team was once Jaden went down?
Let's say this. Past years, this team does not only lose this game, they give up on this game. Instead, Marcus Mariota came in and he put up a 40 spot against, yes, a terrible Carolina Panthers team, but that does not matter to me. We can use this cliche till the cows come home that any given Sunday, any team can beat any team. And Carolina looked awful, and we looked great with a backup quarterback that, JP, you and I had to eat crow. We both said, this guy stinks. He looked fantastic out there. And that is just a testament to the coaching staff and the offensive play calling and just incredible job preparing these guys for a football game and just the culture in general. Like, we can see it on TV, just how hard these guys play for each other, how they don't give up on any play. You know, we're up by 30 and special teams is running around like their heads are chopped off. It was just such a great all-around team performance that we are so not accustomed to seeing. It really, like, I was just grinning ear to ear watching these guys. Like, this is my team now. We are the team that kicks other teams' ass now. Like, that used to be us. That graphic of the Chiefs game where there's 9 people in the stands and we're down, you know, 75-0 at the half.
Right.
Like, we're the other side of that now. We're the team that embarrasses the opponents. We have 3 blowout wins in the last 4 weeks. I don't care who the opposition is.
B had a great line to that point yesterday.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's that? Brian had a great line yesterday to that point where he's like, I am appalled at the people that are mad that they're beating bad teams. They're
beating the hell out of bad teams. It drives me insane. You have to beat the guys on the schedule. And we're not just winning by a field goal. We're not winning because of a fluke fumble. We are imposing our will on these other professional football teams. Like, it is a sight to behold.
What? Totally.
So we did this exercise yesterday, and I don't know what your line is, right? I don't know who you consider good, bad, whatever.
Sure.
But if you just ask a simple, vague question, are the Commanders one of the NFL's good teams? What's the answer?
Without a doubt. We took the Ravens to the wire and could have won that game if not for that phantom pass interference call. And the Ravens have the, you know, top 2 MVP candidates probably on their team right now. This Commanders team has holes at every position.
Good. I actually pulled the sheet from yesterday. Lanville does a very good job of asking these questions.
Yes, he does.
Are the Commanders one of the best teams in the league?
Easily, without a doubt. And I don't say that with any bias. This Commanders team can compete and beat any other team in the NFL right now with a healthy Jaden, but right now.
That's bold praise, brother. What do you think about this weekend?
I don't like the Caleb Jaden comparisons, but I do like that there could be a rivalry there. And what I mean is, right now we don't know who the better quarterback will be, who will be the Hall of Fame. It'll be Jaden, but we don't know. I do like that this brings like a new layer of rivalry and excitement to the NFL, kind of like Brady versus Manning was for a while. And then, you know, Big Ben and Rodgers was always in that mix. It's always great when there's a young, fun core of QBs in the league.
Yep.
And then two guys play against each other. And just this being their first meeting, I was really looking forward to just seeing it and taking it all in and being like, this could be fun for the next 10 years. I hope Jaden plays for that selfish reason. Obviously, I want him to be healthy first and foremost. The Bears are good. They've only allowed 101 points against. It's one of the best in, if not the best in the league. Second best in the league, I want to say. And yeah,
their metrics look quite good. I think they're second in points, fourth in yards, something like that.
And Caleb balled out last game, 4 touchdowns. He's coming into his own.
Coming off a bye. They get the Bears coming off a bye, then they play the Steelers in 2 weeks coming off a bye. So
yeah,
get ready to fuel up that. This is rigged against them, Tank.
We're not worrying about that.
No.
Fourth in points allowed, fifth in yards allowed. Chicago.
It should be a dogfight, with or without Jaden. It should be a dogfight. This Commanders team does not care, you know, who's on the other side of the field, how good that defense is, what their metrics are. They go out and fight and compete. It's a home game. I expect the Commanders to win. I do. I think we're at the point now. I know it's early, but we're at the point now where we should expect to win home games. It's not maybe this just is a schedule. There are no more scheduled losses at home. We're at home. We should win the game.
I'm with that.
Yeah. Listen,
I think you know what? We've sat here and we worry about what was so much.
Yep.
I think it's okay to start believing in this team.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. We dipped our toe into the water. We were trepidatious. We were, you know, very hesitant for very good reasons. I think now we can turn that corner and say, we are a team that other teams now look at as we have to beat the Commanders, not as Commanders, I hope we can beat that team. We are the team people want to beat.
If I may, though, last week when I said they were going to beat the hell out of the Panthers, both of you told me to slow my roll.
Yeah, we said slow your roll. I don't think we're going to just beat the hell out of everybody, because just like last year when you said they were going to beat the hell out of the Bears, they ran at a track meet against us.
But now you're saying
I'm saying it's okay to believe in your team. I'm not saying I'm not going to be saying every week listen, bro, if we win every game by 1 point, you know what? I'm happy. I could care less about how many points we beat them by.
Dubs. Nate, Caps are off to a hot start. Give me 90 seconds on the Caps.
The Caps look good. It's a good team. We took a playoff team from last year, added 5 good pieces to them. They should be good again this season. I was actually at the game in New Jersey over the weekend.
What's that stadium like? That's Newark?
Yeah, Prudential Center in Newark. It's a lovely arena. It's a good arena. This is going to be the old man in me speaking, but I did ask a bunch of people and they agreed. It's the loudest arena volume-wise that I've ever been to, like over the PA system. The music is just so loud. The in-game announcements are so loud. I think everybody in there leaves with a headache. I could not believe how loud that place was. Not the fans, just the music and that nonsense. But it's a cool arena, easy to get to. Tom Wilson is an absolute stud. He's playing at such a high level. Fastest I've ever seen him skate. Fully healthy. 5 goals in 4 games. And Ovi got on the board. So, you know, Ovi Watch is officially on, 41 more away from holding the goal record. So, yeah, fun, good start for the Caps. And then Philly today, we should just beat the crap out of Philly and get another win on the scoreboard.
Thanks, buddy. Get your phone fixed.
Yeah, I got to go do that right now.
Yeah, don't blame us for your little ragged ass.
That's our boy, Barstool Nate. The Caps game's at 6. Kind of interesting. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Nate Dogg.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.